2UE, 4BC and across Australia, John Kerr taking you through the night.
Yes, good morning. On Thursday, it is the second morning of June 2005, and we're on our new day venture all the way through till 5 o'clock this morning. Hoping that if you're awake in the early hours of the morning for any reason at all, you might give us some of your listenership as we go through the next 5 hours. Whatever you can give us, we'd be most appreciative of, and anybody who wants to have a bit of a chat. Remember that all the people at home who are either at home or in a motor car or at work are certainly going to very much enjoy hearing what it is that you have to say or ask. You know, two-way stuff, talk back, so 13 13 32. Today is Thursday, June the 2nd, the 153rd day of the year, 212 days left. In 1881, the US President James Garfield is shot by a disappointed office seeker and dies 80 days later. In 1896, broadcasting by electromagnetic waves is first patented by the Italian Marconi. In 1897, Mark Twain, of the age of 61, is quoted by the New York Journal as saying from London that the report of my death was an exaggeration. 1932, Major Frank Holmes, a New Zealand engineer, strikes oil for the first time in Bahrain. Bahrain. Is that right? So I'm going to have to check on my Middle Eastern history there. Was it actually a New Zealander who first struck oil in Bahrain? In 1953, Queen Elizabeth II of England is crowned at Westminster Abbey. Gee, did you see that program which Brian Henderson narrated on the Nine Network last night, all about at home with the Windsors or something? Shot in Windsor Castle. They put on this big state banquet for the visiting French president. Did you see that? I mean, such opulence. My goodness, it's not like just sitting down and having a dinner party at home, is it really? Nothing like it. 1985, the Union of European Football Associations, UEFA, announces an indefinite ban on English soccer clubs from European competitions after continued hooliganism by fans abroad. In the year 2002, the Irish rock star Bono and US Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill end a 12-day tour of Africa, raising awareness of the problems faced by the world's poorest continent. On this day, these people had birthdays. Johnny Weissmuller, Peter John Weissmuller, born in Chicago in 1904. He died at the age of 79. The actor and Olympic swimming champion. He played Tarzan in 11 films from 1932 to 1948. Starred in the Jungle Jim television series as well. Milo or Milo O'Shea is 79, the Irish character actor. Sally Kellerman is 68, the American actress played Hot Lips Houlihan in the MASH movie. Stacey Keach is 64, the American actor starred as Detective Mike Hammer in the 80s television series. Charlie Watts is 64, the drummer with the Rolling Stones. The group are about to embark on another tour in August of this year. He's released three solo albums and wrote Ode to a High Flying Bird, a book which he paid tribute to the jazz great Charlie Bird Parker. He's still married to his wife Shirley, whom he wed in 1964. They own a stud of 150 Arabian horses, but Charlie has never ridden one. He's an expert on Georgian silver, the American Civil War, Lord Nelson memorabilia, rare books, antique firearms, and jazz photographs. He bought Don Bradman's old blazer for $9,000, and Charlie Watts, drummer with the Rolling Stones, who's 64 today, cannot drive a motor car. Marvin Hamlisch is 61, the US composer and pianist. He is the co-writer of Barbara Streisand's hit The Way We Were, the James Bond theme Nobody Does It Better, and Leslie Gore's 1965 hit pop Sunshine, Lollipops and Roses. He also wrote the popular hit musical A Chorus Line. Jerry Mathers is 57, the American actor played Theodore Beaver in the American television show Lever to Beaver. Stuart Ginn is 56, the Australian golfer. Kerry Juna Saxby is the Australian track and field champion. She's 44 today. Steve and Mark Waugh, they're 40. Steve, of course, is the Australian cricketer, twin brother of Mark. In January last year, he played his final test match for Australia after an 18-year career. He was also named Australian of the Year. Steve and Mark are the first twins to play test cricket for Australia, and in 1991 they became the first twins to be named in the same test side. The twins are 40 today. Meryl Bainbridge is 37, the Australian singer. Now, for my New Day birthday book, Ian Bettridge of Terrigal, Ian won't be listening, his beautiful wife, not wife, his beautiful, well, he does have a beautiful wife, but his beautiful, beautiful mother, Claire, who we spoke to on the program yesterday, she'll hopefully be listening, and we'll tell Ian that we wished him well. We knew Alan, Ian a long time ago. He actually came in and installed telephones in the house in Terrigal, oh, God, years and years and years ago. And for years and years and years has been one of the foremost country music singers in Australia. Ian Bettridge of Terrigal, a happy birthday. Samuel Gordon Stewart of Canberra. Samuel, a happy birthday to you. And Claire Harris, who writes good poetry for us and gives us good company. Claire, we wish you a very happy birthday today. Yes, Samuel, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
That's good.
Are you the Samuel who's having a birthday today?
Yes, I am.
Well, I hope it's a good one.
So do I. It's my 18th.
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember 18. Anyway, good on you. Well done.
I thought I'd ring up and a few mornings ago, maybe it was last week, I can't remember, but you had a lady from the US who emailed you saying that she wanted to ring you. And so you emailed her private number to contact 2UE on.
Yes.
Well, obviously to do that she's paying international call costs. Now, I've done a little bit of research and she has email, so I suppose she has the internet. There's a program she can download called Skype, which will let her make calls to your 13 13 32 number from anywhere in the world for 3 cents a minute.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, I had a big story about being on the internet and being able to utilise, telephone services on the internet. Had the story last week. I'm not quite on top of it all because I'm not very technical, Samuel, but I know that you can. Bob from Cleveland and Brisbane has told us about this in days gone by. If you get onto a certain program on internet, you can, in fact, make telephone calls ridiculously cheaply, can't you?
Yeah, it's because it's your calls going across the internet and it's only hitting the phone lines in the country where your call is going to.
Mm.
So, effectively, it's only costing that company the local call costs there.
Yeah. Naturally enough, of course, Telstra don't really publicise that all that much. In fact, not at all.
No, not at all. I've discovered why I like radio so much.
Why is that, Tamron?
Because my birthday falls on the same day that Mark Kearney
plays
radio.
Of course. Well, you had to, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just had to be a radio buff.
Yeah.
You were born the day that it was invented. Well, what's planned for your 18th today, Samuel?
My parents have arranged a special dinner, and then we're going to a movie.
Good. Do you know what you're going to see?
Star Wars, I think.
Oh, well, I can't think of a better one to go and see. There'll be less, you like fireworks on birthdays and sparklers. Well, you'll get plenty of that when you see the movie tonight, mate.
Plenty of that.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story quickly for you. We knew that our dog's birthday was in June, but we weren't sure of the date, so we put her on my birthday, so it's a double celebration.
Double celebration for you and the dog.
Yeah, and then to top that off, one of my friends shares my birthday as well.
Have a very happy birthday, Samuel.
Thank you, John.
Okay, bye.